Well, Jason, here we are, time for the Monday Business Watch, and we're going to kick it off with getting out and about on a bike.
Perfect weather for it.
Yeah, especially in the cool evening.
Yeah.
I mean, as the evening kind of cools off a little bit from the heat.
Absolutely. We were talking this week with Outdoor Adventures over on Missouri Avenue. You know, they've been serving Las Cruces riders for, 25 years. They've got a really good base of repeat customers, and Don Donahue, the owner, and Pablo Lopez, we talked to them for this article. Don had been running the store for about 8 years. Pablo came in, and interesting thing about Pablo, he hired him in 92, and hired him about 17 years ago. But since 92, Pablo has not driven a car. He is that dedicated to
not
his bike.
Not driven a car since 92?
Yeah, he bikes around everywhere. And they've got, not only do they sell bikes there, they repair bikes. And they've noticed some interesting trends that I thought kind of stood out. Since the city completed the bike path, they've seen a lot of increased sales with people getting out and using that bike path. And then with the designation of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks, they've seen the sale of fat bikes go up quite a bit. You know, the wider tires that can handle the trails.
Yes.
So it's nice to see that our residents are getting out and taking advantage of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks as well as the city's bike trail system. And, you know, they're also attracting people who are getting interested in bike packing, you know, riding with enough equipment to stay out overnight or longer if that's what you're after. And it's kind of neat to see the way biking is picking up again. You know, we're an outdoor town. We've got great climate for it, and it's good to see these guys over at Outdoor Adventures keeping us on the road.
How's he liking his new location? Because, I mean,
they're doing good.
Still a new location. They've been there for about, a year or so?
A little over, I think, now, if my memory serves. But they're settling in great. They've got, you know, in stock, I think they've got, 250 or so bikes that they keep in stock. So they're really expanding into the new space and settling in well.
Okay, let's talk about a new columnist that's actually somebody that was with the Sun News for a while.
Yeah, Summer Rose Nolan. She's now with Crown Wealth Strategies, and she is going to be writing us a column every other week on personal and business finance, as well as financial services. And this week, her inaugural column, she is talking about the people that you need on your team. Maybe not necessarily directly involved with your business, but that you've got at least a quick phone call away. And she says, you know, of course, you need an attorney. Unless you've got house counsel or a legal background yourself, an attorney can come in pretty handy, especially if they've got experience in your industry. Got to have an accountant. You know, that's a big portion of the business success, not just during tax season, but year round. Got to have a good banker or financier because cash flow, got to have that cash flow to keep the doors open. And she also mentions, and this is good thinking, an insurance agent can help you prepare for any number of critical business issues, you know, loss of an employee, exchange your executive benefit package, fund a buy-sell agreement. And basically protect your family's future by insuring the business interests so that if something does go south, it doesn't completely kill your family finances.
Well, welcome, Summer Rose Nolan. And the What's New, Jake's has a new location.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this.
Yeah, this is really neat. Jake Harkness used to have that Jake's Cafe down in Doña Ana on Thorpe Road, and he's moved now onto East Loman, there where Mesilla Valley Barbecue used to be. And before that, it was Casa Luna.
Casa Luna, yes,
yeah.
For many years.
And it's been vacant for a few months now. And he said he was driving by and kept seeing that place vacant. And it has a little bit of a special meaning to him because he actually worked at there when it was Casa Luna.
Okay.
So he knows the owner, rented the place, and he's getting settled in. He's open for business now. The great burgers, you know, always fresh bread, hand-done patties, fresh-cut veggies, bringing his Mexican food, keeping the menu the same, at least he said, until he gets settled in and, you know, sees if he needs to make some changes. But back up and running, we're glad to have Jake's back in the mix.
And it's nice to have that location filled again.
Absolutely. Great to have that location on Loman filled.
All right. Briefly, Greater Chamber column?
Very briefly, they are talking this week about Small Business Week, the trials and tribulations that small business owners face, and four tips that Debbie Moore got from a chamber member: knowing your customer, being agile, being creative, and above all, never giving up.
Never giving up is key.
Yep.
All right. Jason, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Sounds good. My pleasure.